Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 313, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 313. Now, let a new perception come to me. Father, there is a vision which beholds all things as sinless, so that fear has gone, and where it was, is love invited in. And love will come wherever it is asked. This vision is your gift. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. In Christ's sight are all the sins forgiven, for he sees no sin in anything he looks upon. Now let Christ's true perception come to me, that I may awaken from the dream of sin and look within upon my sinlessness, which you have kept completely undefiled upon the altar to your Holy Son, the true self with which I would identify. Amen. Let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ. How beautiful we are, how holy and how loving. Brother, come and join with me today. We save the world when we have joined. For in our vision, it becomes as holy as the light in us. Now let a new perception come to me. As I contemplate this lesson, I turn back to see what section we're in, and we are in What is the Last Judgment? It says, the final judgment on the world contains no condemnation, for it sees the world as totally forgiven, without sin, and wholly purposeless. And that's what this lesson is asking us today to practice. To practice the vision of Christ, which is the gift, which is the only truth. The Course says that the script is written. And the Buddhists talk about karma. These are the same things. And this lesson is asking me to see through the karma, see through the script, and know that it's just that, the script, the karma, the personality, the identities, that these have all been written in the script. And that the final judgment is to realize that these are just the script, these aren't me. And I can look through them to the truth. That there is but one, seemingly making its way through the boulders and stones and bypasses of the karma or the script that is written. The truth is that the script, the karma, doesn't impact the truth of me. And the final judgment is to navigate through it without it affecting me. Purpose that I've been sent here for is to navigate through the script, the karma, with the clear understanding that it doesn't impact me in truth, that I can remain at peace while navigating through. I can remain as love as navigating through. It says, let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ. Let us behold each other as the truth, simply navigating through the script. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today. To see with true perception. To see the real world. That I may awaken from this dream of a place where sin is real. Help me to let go of the wanting or the needing or the emotional attachment. To the identity of being something other than the one. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we settle into a comfortable position, taking a few deep breaths to allow the body to relax and the mind to relax. For the next few minutes, we allow ourselves to let go of the concepts, the rules, the positioning that we typically take on in the world. we take a retreat from the world, letting go of all of that, as if a new baby, completely clear of any past or future or expectations. And we allow ourselves to turn inward and observe as though watching the programming or the script that was written. As we turn inward, we notice any sensations in the body, sights, sounds, touch, smells. And we notice there may be thought that comes up from these sensations. And notice it as if reading a book, that it's the script that has been written, that there's no attachment or aversion to whatever the sensation or the thought is. Simply noticing it's part of the script. It's not you, though you may have believed it was you at one time. Right now, in this position, right at this moment, this sensation, this thought, we view as just a part of the script, not needing to be changed, not needing to attach to it as if it were you. Simply noticing how the script is written. If you get caught up in a memory or a thought or a thought stream, notice you've come into awareness of being aware that you did get caught up in it. And notice that it's not you. You're the one who's become aware of it. But notice it's how the script is written. Notice the tendencies of the script. They're simply the tendencies of the script, not of you. Allow yourself to remain here, turned inward, watching the mind, the emotions, the sensations. And in awareness, notice the tendencies of the script. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me today in noticing the tendencies of the script and realizing that there is nothing to judge. Namaste.